Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and in this half hour, I will be speaking with Kiana Keenan, president of the 4-H Club in Richmond. We will hear a song by Benson Boone, and the song is called Friend, and we will hear the interview with Kiana right after the song, so please stay tuned.
I've been on my own, trying to carry this alone. Only so much weight my back could take. I'm sinking like a stone. And now I see my face in a broken window pane. I could use someone to help me pick up the pieces that remain. When everything is blue, and I need a friend, I need a friend. Somebody when the world starts caving in. I need a hand, I need a friend. I'm trying to remember what it's like to be young and alive. I'm so close to the edge, and I need a friend. Oh, where are you now? I've been calling to reach out. 'Cause I'm only human going through it. My eyes rain like clouds. Would you take my call when my head's against the wall? And would you sit me down and hear me out? Would you call me beautiful? Somebody when the world starts caving in. I need your hand, I need a friend.
CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're welcoming Kiana Keenan to the Townships at 12. Now, Kiana is the president of the 4-H Club in Richmond, so welcome, Kiana.
I am happy to be here.
Can you tell us about your experience with 4-H and what initially drew you to the organization of 4-H?
Of course. So as you said, I am the president, but I've been in 4-H since I was 6 years old, which is the age you can start. My parents both were in 4-H, and so were all of my brothers. But what really makes me passionate about 4-H is the fact that I've learned so many skills, and I've learned to do things on my own without depending on others.
Okay, good. What projects have you been involved in through 4-H, and which one has been your favorite so far?
I've been in a lot over the years. When I was younger, I was in square dancing, scrapbooking, gardening, but I've been in dairy all the years that I've been in 4-H, and I'm doing dairy right now. So that's my favorite.
Good. What type of cattle do you have?
So we have a Holstein. Mm-hmm. I refuse to show Jersey anymore. They've got a little too much personality for me. But yes, the dairy, I show dairy, and I enjoy because I'm able to go to a lot of shows around Canada. So.
Oh, nice. How has being a part of 4-H impacted your personal growth and development?
Many ways, honestly. When I'm at school, I can see like a big difference between people that have been in 4-H. For example, my public speaking is a lot better than I think it would have been. That's another part of 4-H that you can choose to do public speaking. And I have a few times, and I've just gotten more comfortable around speaking it to a large group of people, which is the same thing because now I'm the president. So I speak at all of our clubs because the 4-H is a youth-run organization.
Okay, great. Can you share a memorable moment or accomplishment from your time with 4-H?
That's a good question. Last summer, I won a Grand Champion Showman at one of the shows that we do through the summer. That was a pretty memorable moment, but also just meeting all the friends that I've met over the years. As I said, there's lots of events, not only in Quebec, but in Canada. So I've met a lot of people, and I'm still in connection with them to this day.
Nice. Okay, in which ways do you think 4-H promotes leadership skills and community involvement?
So as I said earlier, the 4-H Club is a youth-run organization. So from every event that goes on, even our board is built up of youth members. So we organize everything and we divvy it up between each other, but everything is run by us. We do have adult leaders to sort of guide us, but it's a really great club for our motto is learn to do by doing. So that's exactly what happens.
Okay, great motto. Now, how do you balance your 4-H activities with your other commitments, such as school? You're in level 5 at Richmond Regional, I think?
That's right, yeah. That's a good question. I'm in a lot of sports at school, so it can be a lot. But as I said, we have adult leaders who do provide a lot of support, and we do have members who are older. For example, Paige Frost is a good friend of mine, and she's older, and we kind of divvy up the work between each other. So it's not just because I'm the president doesn't mean it's me doing all the work. There's a lot of other members on the board who help.
You mentioned that you have experience collaborating with other members of other clubs within the 4-H organization. What were some of those experiences like?
So last year I went to Calgary with the 4-H, and I think there was about 60 people there, and we learned about agriculture and about mental health, and we did a lot of different seminars, and it was really great to meet those people, because when you're in school, there's not a lot of people that have the same interests as you, like agriculture-based, so it's really nice to meet people who kind of get you and get the things that you'd like to talk about.
Okay, for sure. Now, you have a dance coming up.
May 4th.
May 4th. Okay, the dance is on May 4th. It starts at 8 p.m. and goes to midnight. It's $15 a person, and you buy your tickets at the door. And it's at the Lucier Belgium Farm out in Cleveland. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's to raise money for the Provincial 4-H Rally in Richmond coming on June 27th and 30th. So tell us about the rally. What's that about?
So the rally is our provincial club in Quebec, and each club takes turns deciding who it's going to be, and this year it's Richmond. We will be hosting, and the rally is our provincial show. So for me, I'm going to be showing my dairy heifer, but there's beef, life skills, public speaking, and there's many other competitions that go on throughout the weekend. But it's a great event to get to know the other people from around Quebec.
Okay. Sounds like 4-H has a lot to offer, and much more than they did years ago, I think. Okay. Now, what advice would you give to someone who is considering joining a local 4-H club?
Go to your first meeting, reach out to someone that you know that's in there, that's in the 4-H club, and just see if you like it, see how it goes, and really try and focus on a project that you're going to like.
Okay. How do you think being involved in the 4-H, has that influenced your future goals or career aspirations, Kanna?
I definitely think that I will want to keep agriculture in my life, but I definitely think that I've learned a lot of skills from 4-H, even like just like public speaking and how to keep a room entertained and how to organize myself. I think there's so many skills that can be learned through 4-H.
Okay. Are you thinking of majoring in agriculture, anything like that after school?
I'm actually going into nursing after school.
Good for you.
Thank you. But I definitely gonna keep agriculture in my life.
Okay. How do you envision the future of the 4-H in your community in Richmond?
That's a good question. We actually have right now a lot of younger members coming in. I think I'm one of the oldest ones until we have about a group of 9 and younger. So it's a little more difficult right now because we have to adapt to having a younger group. But it's honestly great. And I think it's going to be great as they come up and start taking leadership. I think it's going to be an awesome time.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, so we're talking with Kianna Keenan, and she's the president of the Richmond 4-H Club. Thank you so much for taking the time, Kianna, and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
What if you call me up on Friday? What if you ask me how I've been? Maybe you pull up in my driveway, and maybe I would let you in. What if you told me how you miss me? What if I miss you all the same? And maybe you'd lean in to kiss me. Don't we put a pause on over? Just pretend that we're sober. And it didn't go down like we both know that it did. Why don't you act like you regret it? I'll act like I never said it. Get a little closer. And let's put a pause on over. Let's put a pause on over. If you started calling daily, what if we made all kinds of plans? Maybe I'd let you call me baby. Maybe we should take that chance. Why don't we put a pause on over? Just pretend that we're sober. And it didn't go down like we both know that it did. Why don't you act like you regret it? Doesn't have to be. Why don't we put a pause on over? Just pretend that we're sober. And it didn't go down like we both know that it did. Why don't you act like you regret it? I'll act like I never said it. Get a little closer. And let's put a pause on over.
We just heard a song called Pause On Over, and it's by Jessica Russell. And next up, we have some health news today from News Canada. Many of us spend the Canadian winter dreaming of sunny summer days ahead. But when summer finally arrives, the hot weather can be hazardous to our health. On top of being uncomfortable, heat and humidity can be dangerous for our health, leading to illness or even death. So prepare for hot weather before it arrives. This is especially important during early summer because our bodies aren't yet used to hotter temperatures. You can arrange for regular check-ins with family, friends, and neighbors during hot days in case anyone needs help. If you have an air conditioner, make sure it's working before hot weather arrives. Otherwise, identify air-conditioned venues where you can cool off for a few hours on hot days. And if you take medication or have a health condition, ask your doctor or pharmacist if heat is a greater risk for you. Follow their advice. Find out more at canada.ca/health. And that's our health news for today. You're listening to the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen, and this is The Cube, 88.9 FM CJMQ. We just heard a song called Here We Go Again by Jessica Springle and The Real Deal. I'd like to thank my guest today, Jane Loisel from the CFUW, the Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, for telling us all about the public speaking competition coming up on May 1st at 4:30 p.m. at Hope Community Church. Everybody is invited to come out and support the participants. And I'd also like to thank my guest, Kiana Keenan, for telling us all about the Richmond 4-H Club. And don't forget their dance coming up to raise money for their 4-H Club rally coming up in June. We'll finish today's show with a song from Sadie Campbell, and the song is called Second Chance. Thanks very much for listening, and have a wonderful afternoon, everybody.
Apart, and I'm told to try.
messed it up on the first go round. Who's gonna want me now? And I replay all the things I should've said, but I didn't know how. All I need is a second. All I need is a second. After broken